Well, I'd like to welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit, Mary Ann Sterling. She is CEO of Sterling Health IT Consulting, co-founder of Connected Health Resources, and ambassador for the Alzheimer's Association. She was a caregiver and healthcare advocate for her parents for more than 20 years. She is a renowned speaker and educator on family caregiver issues and dementia, and she and her husband have 3 out of 4 parents impacted by the disease. She is an outspoken advocate of person-centered healthcare transformation, which I believe is how we became in touch with each other originally, family caregiver empowerment, and Alzheimer's education. And the list goes on, and you can read her bio online, obviously. So, Mary Ann, welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So let's just jump in. What are some of the signs that families need to look for that indicate that mom or dad might need support at home?
Sure. You know, there are lots of signs you can look for, some of which are sitting right in front of you and you don't even know it. For us, that equated to frequent falls, frequent trips to the emergency department. And then there are things like memory issues. Of course, all of us leave our car keys somewhere where we can't find them. But if you find them, your parents' car keys in the freezer, that's a whole different issue. Social withdrawal. You know, not keeping themselves to their typical schedule. Perhaps their social outings have become fewer and they're not connected with their usual friends. Changes in personal hygiene, not taking care of themselves like they used to, that's often a sign. Changes in mood or depression can be an indication as well. Things like confusion of time and place. You know, if your mom has a Thursday morning appointment for her hair that she's had for 30 years, and she shows up to that appointment on Tuesday, that could be a sign. And of course, things like no food in the refrigerator. It may sound a little dramatic, but a friend of mine made an impromptu visit to her parents' home in Boston, only to find that there was no food in the refrigerator, and her parents couldn't explain why. Trouble managing finances, that's a big one. Not paying their bills, that's often a sign that they may need some more assistance. And of course, hiding financial problems or health issues that you stumble upon by accident. So those are some of the signs you can look for.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard the keys in the freezer thing several times during my summit interviews. So it's kind of interesting. And I had a chuckle because my mom, I was caregiver for her for about 1.5 years, but she had all her cognition. And the one thing she would never miss was her hairdresser appointment. And she knew exactly where it was, when it was.
Yes.
So what are some of the common mistakes that families make when they see these signs?
Sure. So families are typically in denial and try to ignore the obvious. And they often find themselves saying, that's just old age. They're just being difficult. Or, oh, they don't need me. They want to be independent. And these are very common reactions that adult children have to this issue. And of course, it's not helping the situation. In fact, it often takes a crisis, like a bad fall or car accident, for families to start getting a grip on reality, what's really happening with their parents.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of this aging stuff is driven in crisis, for sure. So when you actually start seeing the signs and acknowledging maybe that, yeah, there really is, something's happening, where do you start to get, to look at this and get some help?
Sure. Listen, the first step is to talk to your parents. Reassure them that you want to help, that you're not meddling in their lives, but you're concerned. Offer to help them find in-home support so they can stay independent as long as possible. And of course, have a family meeting with your siblings if you have them. Share that what you've noticed. Don't make it confrontational. Focus on solutions. Become familiar with services offered in your community. That's a big first step.
Great. And we have somebody talking about kind of the whole family conflict issues and kind of resolving those. And there are some horror stories out there. So it is important that families get on the same page and have kind of the same philosophy. But, and most of all, while mom and dad still can make decisions, that they honor their wishes. Because I hear more and more where, people are, siblings are jumping in and just saying, well, we're going to do this. Well, maybe, it's not your decision to do that. So,
Well, you know, I was actually very lucky in a way. I'm an only child. I did not have siblings that I had to contend with. But oh, by the way, it would have been nice to have had some support from siblings along the way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you find information and resources to assist you and your parents in the journey?
Sure. This is a tough topic. You can actually find support online and in your community. So there are wonderful online resources like caregiving.com and the Caregiver Action Network, along with disease-specific organizations like the Alzheimer's Association, who have information to get you started. Your best resource is actually a person like yourself, who has been a caregiver, who has walked in your shoes, who has cared for their aging parents. There are wonderful in-person support groups in many communities and online support groups via Facebook. I actually belong to several. And various advocacy groups have online support communities as well. This is really helpful for those who are tech savvy or perhaps have limited resources in their communities. If you have an area agency on aging, seek them out. They can help guide you toward resources within your own community as well.
Yeah, I think it's important for our family caregivers to realize that they don't have to be in this alone.
Exactly.
There are local resources. There are other people going through this. There are support networks, and certainly, and we talk about even one of the issues about people losing friends and having to rebuild their social network because, you know, sometimes they're just alienated. It's just the way it kind of falls out sometimes. So, you know, what are some of the challenges that you faced when you realized your parents needed support?
Sure. Access to reliable resources and the finances to make them happen. That's a big challenge for all of us. Denial by the healthcare system that there are millions of family caregivers out here who need support. And they sort of draw the line to the healthcare that they provide. That's a big challenge for a lot of us. The lack of a single source to call. My life changed dramatically at that point. My goal now is to help millions of adult daughters like myself face this challenge head on and find the resources they need.
Yeah, and I think you and I kind of connected through kind of the whole hospital provider care and the work that I do around patient experience and the work you're doing as well. And you know, it's true that kind of once you get out the door of a hospital, you kind of fall into an abyss of, they're starting to realize that these social determinants of care and these other things are important, but usually it's only when there's some financial incentive tied to that importance. So,
you know, these are critical for the family's success. They really are. And I think that message is being heard, but we have a long way to go into bringing resources to the caregiver's door.
Yeah, and our caregivers and their supporters need to be advocates, and we talk about that as well in the summit for their own health, because if not, like I said, you can get lost in the system.
Oh, absolutely. You have to take care of yourself along the way, and it's a tough job to be a caregiver, but we now have a lot more connectivity, especially amongst caregivers who have a wealth of information to share with you when you're just starting your journey.
Yeah. Well, Marianne, I want to thank you. I think our caregivers will take a lot of value out of this, and specifically about, you know, not just knowing the signs of when mom or dad need help, but kind of internalizing and recognizing that they truly do. It's not just a passing fad or they're just forgetting. So I think that was one of the important points that you made, and that there are lots of resources out there and support, and they're not alone. And I thank you for being on the summit and sharing that message with us.
Thank you so much.